And now your hosts, Matt and Brandon.
Hello, everyone. This week, Brandon and I were taking a road trip to Canobie Lake Park, and unfortunately, our car broke down, which is kind of a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think happened, Brandon?
I don't think that you gave the car the proper attention and maintenance it deserved.
You jerk. Take it back.
It's all on you, okay? It's all on you.
If you're hearing this, this is our last episode. And the only reason I recorded this is because there's been a few podcasts I've listened to that just randomly stop, and I'm like, what the heck happened? And I'm just annoyed. There's one that stopped in 2020 that I still go back and check to see if they added new episodes.
You know, you can just stay subscribed to it, and if they ever do another episode, it'll show you, you know?
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Canobie Lake, though, it's a really cool trolley park, really old park, and we were going to cover it, and then...
How would you know if we didn't even get there?
How would I know?
Yeah.
We were going to drive there first.
Oh, so you did do a little bit of research prior to checking it out.
Yeah, because in my research, I found out that Stephen King wrote a book about it called...
Mm.
Oh, crap. What's it called? Joyland. How could I forget? And a premise or part of the... Almost a character of the book is this dark ride that's terrifying, and there's this ghost that lives in there. And it's based on the most incredible dark ride at Canobie Park. So anyway, started the research, and then... our car ran out of gas. Our car just broke down. So we're just here to tell you, thank you for listening. If you really enjoyed us, Brandon has his podcast, This Is a Place. You can check that out. I'm sometimes on there. Not very often lately, but...
probably not anymore.
Yeah, after this whole debacle. The truth of the matter is, Brandon and I had a disagreement on how to handle the funds that we made from our Magic Candle Company affiliate link. We just couldn't come to an agreement. So,
see, I wanted all the funds and he wanted all of them. So it just didn't work out.
It didn't work out.
We couldn't come to a compromise.
No.
It was a lose-lose situation.
Yeah, it was.
So you guys lose the podcast. We lose a friendship. You know, it is what it is.
I'd like to mention Brandon's getting his MBA. So truth be told, that takes up a lot of time. Well, that's it. Brandon, you have any final words?
I have nothing to say. Just nothing. Just was a good run. Thanks.
I think the last thing I wanted to say is Canobie Park, I believe, had a carousel that opened in 1902. It was, of course,
you can't help yourself. You still got a report on it.
It was a Philadelphia Toboggan carousel, and it had a Wurlitzer, I think, number 153 organ. So those are my last words.
That's how you're going to end the podcast.
Yeah.
Telling people about the carousel.
They also have a roller coaster, a wooden roller coaster called Yankee Cannonball. And I think the dark ride's called Mine of Souls. And they have, when you enter the park, a popcorn building shaped like popcorn.
The most important question, do they have Dippin' Dots?
Actually, Brandon, I did get you a gift.
What is it?
It's Dippin' Dots. I know you've talked about them a lot on the podcast.
Hold your hand out. There's nothing in it.
I know you really liked them, so I got you these Dippin' Dots.
You didn't get me anything. Don't lie to the people.
Well, that's it. Thank you for taking a ride with us. And who knows? Maybe when Brandon's got his PhD and I'm a millionaire, maybe we'll return when we have more time. But we just don't have time right now.
Maybe.
Maybe. Nice knowing you, Brandon. Have a nice life.
Have a nice life. Thanks for listening. Thanks for riding in the back seat with us.
Okay.
Bye now.